A man on a forklift hauls long cardboard boxes from a truck trailer into a warehouse. Inside those boxes are plastic mannequins, the kind you see in clothing stores. These mannequins just made a five-hour journey from a factory in the Mexican border city of Juarez. They spent 2.5 of those hours stuck at the international bridge that links Juarez to El Paso, Texas.
At this warehouse, we receive the material that is manufactured in Mexico, and from this location, it gets distributed worldwide.
Sergio Cano is the manager here. His warehouse is no more than 20 miles from the factory across the border, but deliveries like the one he just received can take hours.
Well, a lot of the stuff is time sensitive, and the delays on the bridge hinder both us in getting our job done here, and then plus the final customer.
Delays cut into everyone's bottom line. A late delivery to an auto manufacturer in Michigan, for example, can shut down an entire production line.
So I'll have sometimes guys here working overtime, waiting for this material to cross, and then we usually have to pay the driver wait time while he's waiting here. It can get very expensive.
Just how expensive? A study by Bloomberg calculated that delays at the border cost the U.S. economy $7.8 billion in 2011. Too much for freshman Congressman Beto O'Rourke, whose district is in El Paso. He thinks the country needs to look at the border in a new way.
The preponderance of the focus has been on securing the border, locking it down, controlling it.
In the last decade, as border security has become a priority, the number of Border Patrol officers more than doubled, while the number of customs officers remains about the same.
We're trying to show that there needs to be a balance, and we also need to facilitate trade, mobility, and the flow of people who end up spending their money in our communities.
So O'Rourke is on a mission to educate his fellow U.S. representatives on the importance of cross-border trade nationwide.
There seems to be a direct correlation with how close you are physically to the U.S.-Mexico border and your understanding of the priority of trade in our economy.
O'Rourke and his staff rove the Capitol halls, distributing information to select delegations, like the one from Montana.
Montana alone has more than $80 million in trade with Mexico, and that supports 22,000 jobs.
As a member of the House Homeland Security Committee, O'Rourke added 9 trade-friendly amendments to the committee's latest border security bill. The amendments call for things like technology that could speed up commercial traffic, as well as the creation of a system to better measure border wait times. The bill may be absorbed into a larger House bill on immigration.
We really need a sort of multi-pronged approach.
Chris Wilson studies trade and economics at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, D.C. He says the solution to reducing the border bottleneck has 3 main components: updating infrastructure at the ports of entry, boosting the number of customs officers, and improving trusted traveler programs that expedite crossing times.
We need to be working with Mexico. We need to have a border that functions.
Wilson and others say this is critical for the U.S. to compete with rising economies around the globe. In El Paso, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.